Chapter 2. Four coppers! Four! This isn't four! Rat's face was so rage-red, his pimples only showed as a scattering of white dots. He grabbed Jarl's threadbare tunic and lifted him off the ground. Azoth ducked his head. He couldn't watch. "This is four!" Rat shouted, spit flying. As his hand slapped across Jarl's face, Azoth realized it was a performance. Not the beating, Rat was definitely hitting Jarl. But he was hitting him with an open hand. It was louder that way. Rat wasn't even paying attention to Jarl. He was watching the rest of the guild, enjoying their fear. "Who's next?" Rat asked, dropping Jarl. Azoth stepped forward quickly, so Rat wouldn't kick his friend. At 16, Rat was already as big as a man, and he had fat, which made him unique among the slave-born. Azoth held out his four coppers. "Eight, puke," Rat said, taking the four from Azoth's hand.
"Eight?
You gotta pay for Doll Girl, too." Azoth looked around for help. Some of the bigs shifted and looked at each other, but no one said a word.
"She's too young," Azoth said. "Littles don't pay dues till they're eight."
Attention shifted to Doll Girl, who was sitting in the dirty alley. She noticed the looks and withered, shrinking into herself. Doll Girl was tiny, with huge eyes, but beneath the grime, her features were as fine and perfect as her namesake's.
"I say she's eight, unless she says different," Rat leered. "Say it, Doll Girl. Say it, or I'll beat up your boyfriend."
Doll Girl's big eyes got bigger, and Rat laughed. Azoth didn't protest, didn't point out that Doll Girl was mute. Rat knew. Everyone knew. But Rat was the fist. He only answered to Jalaliel, and Jalaliel wasn't here. Rat pulled Azoth close and lowered his voice.
"Why don't you join my pretty boys, Azo? You'll never pay dues again."
Azoth tried to speak, but his throat was so tight that he only squeaked. Rat laughed again, and everyone joined him, some enjoying Azoth's humiliation, some just hoping to put Rat in a good mood before their turn came. Black hatred stabbed through him. Azoth hated Rat, hated the guild, hated himself. He cleared his throat to try again. Rat caught his eye and smirked. Rat was big, but he wasn't stupid. He knew how far he was pushing Azoth. He knew Azoth would crumble, afraid, just like everyone else. Azoth spat a wad of phlegm onto Rat's face.
"Go bugger yourself, ratty fatty."
There was an eternity of stunned silence, a golden moment of victory. Azoth thought he could hear jaws dropping. Sanity was just starting to reassert itself when Rat's fist caught him on the ear. Black spots blotted out the world as he hit the ground. He blinked up at Rat, whose black hair glowed like a halo as it blocked the noon sun, and knew he was going to die.
"Rat! Rat! I need you!"
Azoth rolled over and saw Jalaliel emerging from the guild's building. His pale skin was beaded with sweat, though the day wasn't hot. He coughed unhealthily.
"Rat! I said now!"
Rat wiped his face, and seeing his rage cool so suddenly was almost more frightening than seeing its sudden heat. His face cleared, and he smiled at Azoth. Just smiled.
"Hey-ho, J-O.
Azoth said. "Hey-ho, Azo," Jarl said, coming to join Azoth and Dollgirl. "You know you're about as smart as a box of hair. They'll be calling him Ratty Fatty behind his back for years." "He wanted me to be one of his girls," Azoth said. They were propped against a wall several blocks away, sharing the stale loaf Azoth had bought. The smells of baking, though less intense this late in the day, covered at least some of the smells of sewage, rotting garbage piled on the banks of the river, and the rancid bite of the urine and brains of the tanneries. If Siouran architecture was all bamboo and rice fiber walls and screens, Cenarian architecture was rougher, heavier, lacking the studied simplicity of Siouran design. If Alatiran architecture was all granite and pine, Cenarian architecture was less formidable, lacking the deliberate durability of Alatiran structures. If Osaini architecture was airy spires and soaring arches, Cenarian architecture only soared above one story in a few nobles' manses on the east side. Cenarian buildings were everything squat and dank and cheap and low, especially in the Warrens. A material that cost twice as much was never used, even if it lasted four times as long. Cenarians didn't think long-term, because they didn't live long-term. Their buildings frequently incorporated bamboo and rice fiber, both of which grew nearby, and pine and granite, which were not too far away. But there was no Cenarian style. The country had been conquered too many times over the centuries to pride itself on anything but survival. In the Warrens, there wasn't even pride. Azoth absently ripped the loaf into thirds, then scowled. He'd made two about the same size, and one third smaller. He put one of the bigger pieces on his leg and handed the other big piece to Dollgirl, who followed him like a shadow. He was about to hand the small piece to Jarl when he saw Dollgirl's face pucker in disapproval. Azoth sighed and took the small piece for himself. Jarl didn't even notice. "Better one of his girls than dead," Jarl said. "I won't end up like Bim." "Azo, once Jalaliel buys review, Rat'll be our guild head. You're 11. 5 years till you get review. You'll never make it. Rat'll make Bim look lucky compared to you." "So what do I do, Jarl?" Ordinarily, this was Azoth's favorite time. He was with the two people he didn't have to be afraid of, and he was silencing the insistent voice of hunger. Now, the bread tasted like dust. He stared into the market, not even seeing the fishmonger beating her husband. Jarl smiled, his teeth brilliant against his black Ledeshian skin. "If I tell you a secret, can you keep it quiet?" Azoth looked from side to side and leaned in. The loud crunching of bread and smacking of lips beside him stopped him. "Well, I can. I'm not so sure about Dollgirl." They both turned toward where she sat, gnawing on the heel of the loaf. The combination of the crumbs stuck to her face and her scowl of outrage made them howl with laughter. Azoth rubbed her blonde head and, when she kept scowling, pulled her close. She fought against him, but when he let his arm drop, she didn't scoot away. She looked at Jarl expectantly. Jarl lifted his tunic and removed a rag he'd had tied around his body as a sash. "I won't be like the others, Azo. I'm not just going to let life happen to me. I'm going to get out." He opened the sash. Tucked within its folds were a dozen coppers, four silvers, and impossibly, two gold gunders.
4 years. 4 years I've been saving.
He dropped two more coppers into the sash.
"You mean
all the times rats slapped you around for not making your dues, you've had this? Jarl smiled, and slowly, Azoth understood. The beatings were a small price to pay for hope. After a while, most guild rats withered and let life beat them. They became animals, or they went crazy like Azoth had today and got themselves killed. Looking at that treasure, part of Azoth wanted to strike Jarl, grab the sash, and run. With that money, he could get out, get clothes to replace his rags, and pay apprentice fees somewhere, anywhere. Maybe even with Durzo Blint, as he'd told Jarl and Dahlgirl so many times. Then he saw Dahlgirl. He knew how she'd look at him if he stole that sash full of life. If any of us makes it out of the Warrens, it'll be you, Jarl. You deserve it. You have a plan? Always, Jarl said. He looked up, his brown eyes bright. I want you to take it, Azo. As soon as we find out where Durzo Blint lives, we're gonna get you out. All right? Azoth looked at the pile of coins. 4 years. Dozens of beatings. Not only did he not know if he would give that much for Jarl, but he'd also thought of stealing it from him. He couldn't hold back hot tears. He was so ashamed. He was so afraid. Afraid of Rat. Afraid of Durzo Blint. Always afraid. But if he got out, he could help Jarl. And Blint would teach him to kill. Azoth looked up at Jarl, not daring to look at Dahlgirl for fear of what might be in her big brown eyes. I'll take it. He knew who he'd kill first.